Portland to the rest of the world. And earlier this day, you told the audience, we are a little global city. I think this that we know that small-sized cities as ours are very, very special places where innovation and creativity and where people can develop themselves as a person, but also as a community. But beyond this, it's even perhaps, or beyond this, there is another challenge that we are starting to connect our cities, like you're already doing all for so many years with sister cities. But for us, it's also a way, the way you're doing it is also a learning point to see that a network of little global cities all over the world can give an extra dimension on this, on the potential of our little global cities. And well, that's the background of that is so exciting for me to be here and to have all these discussions you prepared so well, and that you see that our mission is with four people that knows the networks in our city very well. Who can we match with another person in? So what kind of qualities we can connect, and how can we build new bridges where the responsibility in our cities to be the laboratories of the 21st century. And I think the discussions we had are given a lot of hope, and every time we had new visions again, what can happen in cities, and it can be about beer, but that's of course a very superficial topic, but it's opening and many other themes that we can work on together in very different ways. And so thank you very much for having us here, and we will stay a few days more.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you making the trip again and the continued knowledge exchange that you have underway between Utrecht and Portland. It's very healthy for both of us, I think. Thank you. Well, any questions for any of our panelists this afternoon? Appreciate very much the report. And anyone else that wants to speak on this item before we accept it and wish you well? So if not, then I'll take a motion to accept the report.
So moved.
Second.
And roll call vote to do that, please.
Saltzman?
Thank you all for the update on your great sister city relationships with us. We appreciate it. Hi.
Novick.
Thank you all very much. It's great to have these partnerships with cities around the world. And thanks for sticking around for a while, because we were a bit off schedule. So really appreciate it. Hi.
Fritz?
Thank you each for showing up to give us the detailed report on what you've been doing, and for all of your volunteering throughout the year. I don't think people realize that these sister city relationships are all volunteer run, with fundraising to make them happen. As the immigrant on the council, I'm particularly grateful to you for explaining or illustrating that there are many relationships throughout the world that we need to cultivate, and that we're all our best selves when we are citizens of the world as well as citizens of our individual countries. So thank you for being here today to explain about that and share again. Aye.
Fish?
Thank you, Martha. Thank you, Hector. Thank you to our 10 wonderful sister city partners. And as my colleagues are tired of hearing, my family's moving to Europe next year for a year, so I'll be by myself. And I was thinking of how to make full use of that time. And one is I have an empty house, so there's no excuse for not hosting someone when you have someone visiting and you need a bed, because Lord knows I can't do Airbnb. That would probably violate the charter. And second,
Utrecht can help, I think.
Yeah. And
Brewers,
second,
the Brewers.
Special appeal to our friends on Utrecht. I do have some Dutch blood, so I'm hoping there's a trip that might come up where you need an extra guest to carry the luggage or do something during the trip. So thank you for your service. This is one of the things that makes this city very special, and we love this report every year. I think Dan thinks this report and the tree report are two of the best that we have, so please vote aye.
Hales.
Well, thank you to our small but mighty team of staff here in Portland who facilitate all these partnerships, and our amazing volunteer corps from all these sister city organizations, and the Rosarians and the Rose Festival all working together in cooperation. You know, this set of relationships does take maintenance. I mean, people have to work at it, and a lot of people do. And the more that that happens, the more positive things I see coming out of this. I'm particularly impressed with all the different ways that we've given students the chance to participate in exchanges, whether it's the big performing group here from Kaohsiung this week, or students from Portland visiting these cities and learning there. Our kids really are citizens of the world. And I've had some really profound experiences on sister city trips myself, and probably the most profound was watching a Portland Rose Festival princess enthrall 4,000 girls at Shuta High School playing her violin, and thank you for a field exhibition that the girls there had put on for us. And there's just some real magic to that student-to-student exchange. Obviously, hugely diverse situations of these cities, whether they're working their way out of poverty and problems, as we see with Mutare, or, you know, dealing with growth and prosperity in other cases. Rapid growth, obviously, in some cases, Suzhou in particular. So it's really a diverse group of cities. We learn a lot from them. I want to encourage my council colleagues, if you get the opportunity, can find the opportunity to go on a sister city trip, please do. I try to do one or two a year. I think it is important for us to participate, and it obviously adds to the value of the trip when one of us can accompany one of these groups on their trips. So thank you all very much. It's a very important and rich part of our cultural heritage in the city. Thank you for an excellent report. Aye. And we are adjourned until next week. Thank you very much.